WHO's Apolicia Pisi, the Bergen Republican Assemblywoman, took a strong stand against her party organization's bear hugging of disgraced former Bergen Sheriff Mike Sardino, that guy kicked to the curb by Democrats after he was caught on tape making racist slurs. Jen Mancuso, the new head of the Women's Political Caucus, succeeds Chrissy Butes. Aliana Alfaro, the former PolitiCrunch reporter, this week took over as press secretary for Governor Phil Murphy. Gabe Rodriguez, the West New Yorker, formally assumed the oath of office. At 40, he's the youngest mayor in Hudson County right now. WHO's down Mike Sardino, in the words of Don Rickles, "Mike, you shouldn't have come. You made a fool of yourself, I'm a friend. But if you ever doubted the unerring inability of New Jerseyans to find another way to repent of their sins other than in the public arena of politics, take a look at the former Bergen sheriff this week." Jack Zisa, the Bergen County GOP chairman, enabled Sardino's return, and now he has not only principled movement conservative Senator Mike Doherty, R23, chastising him, but the Bergen slate of his own party led by Assemblywoman Holly Shepisi, R39. Cory Booker, the junior senator from New Jersey, continues to limp across the presidential landscape. A Monmouth University poll this week show Booker one digit removed from former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel at 1%. Eileen Schaefer in intimidation mode, the Patterson superintendent threatened the Patterson Times with a lawsuit for exposing the school district's data breach, then backed off. Chris Fox paid the largest ethics violation fine in state history, and, as a consequence, lost his Wildwood administrator job.